And now, dictation 4, Brenda Frost, F-R-O-S-T, May 2565, addresses a letter to Lisa Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, 5843976. Dear Lisa, follow-up for Brenda, renal transplant 2021, polycystic kidney disease. Last visit in February, some bruises, frequent diarrhea since the transplant, urinary tract infection. Is my understanding a renal biopsy was done of the transplant? It shows pyelonephritis, admitted to University of Michigan, received intravenous antibiotics, has presently a right central line, upper chest, no side effects with the antibiotics, presently no fever, no kidney transplant tenderness, no abdominal back pain, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, denied chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review, cell set was placed on hold, remains on long-acting Tacro and low dose of prednisone. Blood pressure includes amlodipine, metoprolol. She is on long and short-acting insulin. Next paragraph, today weight 165, blood pressure by nurse 131.86, lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, no arrhythmia, no kidney transplant tenderness, no ascites, overweight of the abdomen, no edema, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry shows July, anemia 11.5, normal white blood cell platelets, normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Baseline creatinine is 0.9 to 1, presently 1.38, and this likely represents the pyelonephritis. Glucose in the 200s, normal calcium. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, polycystic kidney disease, prior dialysis, receive a deceased donor renal transplant September 2021, recent pyelonephritis by biopsy, acute on chronic renal failure, uncontrolled diabetes, high-risk medication immunosuppressants, still diarrhea is an issue, off the cell set, off metformin, prior clotted left-sided AV fistula, polycystic kidneys compromising the liver, blood pressure stable, the diabetes is transplant-induced, monitor chemistries. Reactive anemia without external bleeding. End of dictation.